This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're now going to be speaking to Uzolani Mahola. And Uzolani, if you don't know about Uzolani, Uzolani is the one who sings. And we'll get to know her better, because if you know Freshly Ground, you used to see her there. And if you have, you've seen her even on TV and in even in theaters. So she is waiting, currently waiting. But let me just tell you more about her, Uguti. Oh, who is she? Uzolani. Uzolani, the one who sings, is a South African singer, songwriter, actress, storyteller. She is the former leader, lead singer of the critical acclaimed Pan-African supergroup Freshly Ground, which was together for 17 years and produced 6 albums. They opened for the and performed with legends such as Stevie Wonder, Hugh Masekela, B.B. King, among many others. The one who sings has collaborated live with Grammy Award-winning cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and she has an ambassador. She is an ambassador for the Set Change project, which created the Oscar Award-winning film My Octopus Teacher. She released her debut solo album entitled Teta Mama in November of 2021, and it won the Best Produced Album of 2022 at the South African Music Awards. She is an advocate of sacred childhood and for our connection to nature. She sits on the board of Zip Zap Seka School, which empowers children of all walks of life with essential life skills. And she is an ambassador for the Maurice Isaacs Center for Music in Johannesburg Township of Soweto, where music education is used as a tool to foster self-belief whilst creating world-class classical training musicians in the process. She has also recently taken on ambassadorship for the Earth Child Project, an NPO which uses yoga, mindfulness, and connection to nature to nurture children from under-resourced communities. She is a fellow of the Witness Institute for Moral Leadership, based on the teaching of Nobel Peace Prize winner Ellie Willis. She is currently working on a follow-up album and 2 upcoming film projects, and a music theater piece based on African water goddess Mami Wada, all set for release in 2024. Mamzolan.
Again, Dogozo.
Ninjan.
Sibilele njani nina.
Sisaphila, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to finally we had this interview, you know. I know I've been batting a cube. I want to have you on my show. And finally, thank you so much. Actually, for even taking your time on the weekend, you know, on a Sunday, you know, after church, people are going from church. I do believe that maybe now we are to sit down and jump into an interview with Untokozo on MUT Radio. Thank you so much for taking your time. And it's Katsum Denwaku Guti Ubela.
Oh, good, Ntokozo. It's my pleasure. Molwena kuwe Asanda. Hello, sweetie pie.
Yeah, mamugal.
Dankahle, you right now.
You right, mama. Sithemba siphazamisika kakhulu.
Hayi, tu.
Ngiya siyabonga. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sure, this is.
So, I want to know, about Abaling, many people have seen you with a Freshly Ground, and they always have their own opinions, you know, because I'd like to believe the band, when it started, it's you were the only female within the group of males, and also having you being black amongst the other ethnic group that were in the band. How did that maybe really affected you as a female with the, and how have you like ukwaze kanjani uku sustain and uta inegativity abantu uyithathe uyibeke eceleni, because our country, you know, comes from a long way, and you know, it sometimes people have their own speculations about things and people being surrounded by certain people. So I want to know where the time you make that decision to join the band,
well, two things. There was another lady, actually, she was the violin player. So Sassy too, I'm a lady, fresh the ground, all good. And then Gengoku, there was also, and then I would say there was another, at the beginning of Fresh the Ground, there was another black guy, but he was, and he's from Mozambique. So there were two black Africans in at the beginning. And as time went on, we had, you know, another couple of black Africans, one from DRC, and the band itself was actually a very pan-African band. So we had musicians from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, from Mozambique, from Congo DRC. So it was very much a pan-African band, which was unusual for the band to be successful or famous with members from different countries across the continent. I would say like in terms of maybe people objecting to race, you know, or kind of having an issue with race. I think at the time that Fresh the Ground started, which was in 2002, 2003,
yes,
we were still as a country quite optimistic about the idea of the races making a better South Africa together.
Yes.
Dingati mna, I think izinto zichinje, zichinjile from then, like all these years from then. So in 2024, I feel like people are not as optimistic as they were at that time. Gela Glesha, it was, you know, it was only, what was it, eight years after 1994. And so we were still full of, as Africa, we were still quite full of hope. In our leadership, hope in the dream of the Rainbow Nation. So I think that at that time people were actually really excited about the band. It was like almost like here's this black girl from the Eastern Cape who is the lead singer of this band that is Airway. It was predominantly a white band. There was something very exciting about that. So I would say to answer Mbuzo Wako, I think maybe a lot of any hate that people would have felt towards the band would have come later. Do you know, like people looking back and saying, "But hey, we were so hopeful, we were so naive," which is a really sad thing. You know, it's a sad thing. For me, it's a sad thing because we do have an amazing country, you know, and we do have the potential to work together across the races to make it something that is spectacular. So I hope we can bring that hope and that dream back alive again.
Without all that being said, this month we're celebrating Africa Month, and just listening to the story of Freshly Crowned with its own diversity, it's really nice. And I'll say, not saying it's giving hope, because you guys started something, and it's only us who needs to take that to another level now, because we've learned, we've seen this happening and so forth. And thank you so much. And yeah, thank you so much. So we want to know from your early childhood, music was one of way, did you see yourself choosing music amongst any careers in life? And how come you decided from all the way from Eastern Cape, and then you just said,
So ukuya kwami kapa, it wasn't actually to do umculo, it was to study theater.
Wow.
So mna iphupho lam was to become an actress. And it was when I was in my second year varsity that I met the guys who would then form this band that is called Freshly Ground.
Wow.
So mna ndandina 19, something like that.
Mm.
19 or 20 when we started the Freshly Ground. So I wouldn't say mbili popo lama nukumba imvumi or to be a musician. Mm-hmm. It was umculo tina as abantu bamnyama eMzantsi Afrika, in fact eAfrika jikelele, is in our blood.
Yes.
Like wonke umuntu uyacula, you know, wonke umuntu is involved in umculo. You mentioned church earlier. Mm-hmm. Whether it's ecaweni or whether it's in traditional ceremonies, which for me was a very big, both of those spaces were very big in my life, church and traditional ceremonies. So Dadawam was very much a Xhosa traditionalist. So we would have imisebenzi, imicimbi at our house where you'd have the whole communities come and you'd be celebrating something or you'd be asking for something, you know, like in our cultures. Mm. Oh, I mean, yeah, maybe you don't, but in our cultures, you know, this connection with the ancestors.
That's true.
Was a very big part of our lives. And along with all of that comes the singing and comes izinto zamagqirha, like intombi and all of that.
Mm.
So in all of that, I discovered this love of music and singing and the voice. And then you must also remember that I'm quite a lot older than both of you in that I grew up at the end of apartheid.
Yes.
And so as I was growing up, there was all of this unrest, you know, that was bringing about the end of this terrible system that my parents, you know, maybe your parents, you know, and grandparents lived under, that was called the apartheid.
Yes.
So in all of that, there was also the exposure to itoitoi.
Yes.
You know, the exposure to itoitoi and that feeling of like hundreds and thousands of people singing together and chanting together. It was a very, very special and unique feeling. So I had these three spaces to kind of draw on that maybe made my singing career inevitable in a way.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm out of words. First of all, I remember we were in Potchefstroom few months ago.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
as you walk on stage and then you were like to the audience, some of you guys were not there because yeah, so
you made it happen.
Yeah, yeah. And
you're so impressive.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Doko.
Given you revealed your age there. And I was like, okay, what should I say now? Because I started with say CC and then I was like, ma, now I'm curious. I'm telling you, if abantu bangakubona like my age group and younger ones, you know, even Asanda here, kade ngimxoxele ngithi, do you know how old is she, Uzulani? I don't know whether to call refer as Uma or as Uzulani or as Uma, and how beautiful she is. And fish, bra, like short, like my height.
Yeah, when I wear colors, I go cool around the
yeah,
she'll always look young.
Yeah. But with your singing, I want to say something, Guti. With your singing, I think you've inspired quite a lot of people, even including myself. Because lately, I was checking on YouTube most of the concerts, the R&B concerts, and I saw you performing an opera, and I was like, what? When did we get there from folk music, from world music to classical music? Even like Westphal is doing opera. Where did that one came from? Like, I want to know. I'm curious to know. But that the flexibility of your voice. How did you make sure you kept it? And how, what's the story behind that?
No, first of all, thanks so much for that reflection. This concert that you're talking about, people will be able to see it on YouTube, but I think I also put it on my TikTok. I really studied very much for that part. So I'm singing an opera duet. And it's called the flower duet, and I'm singing the high part.
Yes.
And when you see it, like it's very different. As a muscles with which you sing, abantu be opera sing, yes, ezinye muscles, guys. It's like bona, it's like bona bakwenye level.
Yes.
You opera singers, guys. Kukotina, the normal singers, as you say, even folk singers and world dundun and pop, you all could figure a level, the opera. So I really had to study. I really had to like learn the way to use the body in a different way, you know, in order to produce that sound. So I would say that in life we have to keep on learning. Le flexibility utetangayo, we have to keep on learning, you know, even if like, you know, as I am, what am I? I'm almost 43. I'm still learning this thing that is my instrument. You know, our parents were not exposed to a lot of things. You know, maybe pansi kwengcinezelo of apartheid, which meant that so many of our parents had very limited options of who they could become. Mm. And even in that becoming of that one thing, it was like, you are that one thing for life, Mthaumbi. And also so many people were not able to live the life of their dreams.
Yes.
Meaning like songe apelizwe, I believe basonge sinesipho that is uniquely ours. And so many of our parents did not have that chance to really like work with their gifts. And so Tina and you guys and the generations coming after, we have this amazing opportunity to really explore our gifts and also to be, you know, to be many variations of those different gifts. Come on, there's like so much more. There's so much more freedom in our world, South Africa today, than they had, which is a really crazy thing to think, because so often we think, but we're not that free. You know, but actually, if we really think about ilizwe labo, omakhulu bethu, otata bethu, yo man, they were in bondage. So in a way, it's like our responsibility to take our gifts as far as they're gonna go. So for Mina to go and study that like opera thing, or to really figure out like, okay, this thing of singing, you know, like how far can I take it? You know, it's like that's,
wow.
For me, that's like also honoring the journey of the people that have come before me.
Wow. That was so special. But I would like us to take maybe like a short break, because I want to play this song while I still have you on Ndibambe. I think it came out just recently on your album, you know, your new album, where you called yourself The One Who Sings. Because when you come back, we're going to talk about The One Who Sings.
Great.
Thank you. Ndibambe
ibambe yo yika
listening to MUT Radio Shipping on the Future, and the time is 4:30, and you are tuning into Timeless Music with your host Untokozo Wakaphelezi. And today angihambi ngedwa, ngihamba no Asanda.
Yebo, sakhona bakithi.
Yellow phone matete. Siyabonga Asanda. And we still have our guest on the caller, Sisi Zolani Mahola, as ngizomhlonipha kanjalo. I know she's momo.
right.
Yes. And she gave us a nice song right there. Ndibambe, ndibambe, ndibambe. And yeah. Who were you speaking to on this track?
Hey, if not be personal.
I think it's natural for musicians to to easily say, be personal, you know, with their music, without saying out loud. But today, Singbago Hot Seats, because we want to know exactly why, who is trying to speak to talk to, and Gnomlambo, Futina, Gnomlambo, Onzima, Kulu, and
So, ixesha ndibhala le ngoma was a very difficult time emtshatweni wam. Very, very difficult time where I felt, your listeners might have this experience nabo in a love relationship where kamama ixesha anizwani, you know? Like, umdungamye, it's like they are in their own world. And anivani. And it feels like lomlambo, man. It's like, hey, ndoyika ndoyikuwela lomlambo, because I'm not sure about what is on the other side of this river. Ndoyika ndamoyika lomlambo. So it was. I mean, the lyrics are very, very Xhosa.
I love Xhosa. They're
like extremely Xhosa. So that second verse is like saying, "Wena ukude, ukude, ukude ogwe pupo le banjwa." So you're so, and it goes on to talk about elipupo. Elipupo is of the sun rising, ilanga liphuma emhlabeni njengomlilo unomlomo. So it's like when, like, it's like you're so far away, you're as far away as the dream of a prisoner who is dreaming of the sun coming out of the earth like fire. It's like, so this prisoner has not seen the sun rise for a very, very long time, and that is how far away that person is, the person who is sleeping in the bed next to them. Ibuhlungu, ibuhlungu, guys, ibuhlungu, ibuhlungu. But I've always written. You're right. You know, artists. You know, we write a lot of the time from our personal experience. So even with like the 6 albums or 7 albums that we produced in Freshly Ground, it was. There was a lot of my lived experience that was in Ezongoma. Like even that song that you started with, I'd Like.
Yes.
That What Would You Do If I Kissed You? Nice singing, by the way, Ndokozo.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, even that, you know, was based on actually the very first day that I arrived at a university where I met someone, and it never got romantic, but I was just... It really like released all of these feelings of love and of longing. Langom, I'd Like. So, yeah. Yes.
I want to ask Asanda this question. Do you know the story of this I'd Like, the song?
No, I don't.
Because she met someone and that someone accompanied her. To Eris, and now she did it. If I say yes, but before that, they were within the school together, and it was their first time, and they wanted the same thing.
Yes.
And then it was like, it's like inganegwane. It's like a fairy tale. If we lalele a talk, but it's a true story in a sense that I started having picturing picture. Myself. AUCT and meeting this person, Makibeli Ipas and Iom Dropa to Eresia, okay? And she jumps off and say goodbye. But at the same time, they don't want to leave each other. They are not lovers. Mind you, no one has said, I love you.
Wow.
And then the adult gets into the first to accompany her. Safe, like what they had. It was, it came from nowhere, but it was so strong and
It's pure. That was pure.
I thought I should share that because I've listened to the I've listened to the story countless times. I always go back and listen to that interview. I'm like, okay, I'm in the right path. So I wasn't this person being amtani. It's just that it was a moment of
yeah.
Oh, so gahle lekulo liphuma lapha kule ya feeling leya.
Yeah, to that day. To that day. Oh,
wow. Wow. So cool. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, Mom Zola, I want to know. So after you've left the band, after so many years, you started to start your own journey, and you decided to rebrand yourself, and you called yourself now The One Who Sings.
Yeah.
Yes. So was that maybe?
I did.
No, you can go on.
Was it maybe?
No. I was going to ask Kuguti, were you not scared that people will now say Ngubani Luna again? We know Zulane from the Freshly Ground, but now Useya Puma Gwipen and she becomes herself, more of herself, and she wants to tell these stories alone now. But sometimes we're scared with the audience, it's also a receiver, you know. But
right,
did you, yes, how did it for you? Did it work out for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good question. So that rebrand happened go 2021 is when I changed my artist name to The One Who Sings. Mm. And it was a really big, bold move. You know, I think Lendu Tetayo is about recognizability, you know, like the commercial value of knowing Uzolani Maola from Freshly Ground and kind of. But I needed to go on a different journey, and Yazi, it's not a journey that makes a lot of sense when you look at it like in a commercial way. Mm. But hey, inZulu lendo, because my journey of becoming The One Who Sings, or taking on the name The One Who Sings, which, by the way, is a name that people have been calling me for about 20 years.
Mm.
But it gets closer or in vernac, you know, they would say, Lotulayo, Lotulayo. That's how people would refer to me. So I just kind of took it on and translated it in English, basically. But that journey of becoming The One Who Sings, it was kind of becoming more of myself, like away from the fame and the celebrity of being Uzolani Maola from Freshly Ground. Because a crazy thing happened to me, and can happen with so many of us, with fame and with that level of success that we had, is sometimes you can lose yourself.
Uzlibalubangubani.
And you start thinking about, oh, do Uzolani from Freshly Ground, you know, Uzlibalubangubani. And for me, that this journey of rediscovering and the rebranding came with a reconnection for me with my ancestors through nature.
Hello?
So through diving in the sea, I started diving in the sea 2020, 2021. And I just, have you lost me? Hello?
Yes. I think we are losing you just slightly.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? See, I think we are having some technical issues. We're going to have it again shortly.
MUT Radio celebrates Africa Month. You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Diving into the sea, I started reconnecting with my ancestors, started doing all of these rituals that I grew up seeing my dad doing on land. I started doing them at the sea. And somehow, kuyo yonke lo reconnection, I became the one who sings. But
wow.
Yeah, it was just some kind of it was just, it's been a part of the journey to take the one who sings into the journey of Uzolani Maola.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm out of words.
I am out of words. I'm speechless.
Yes, but because Neskata Sasha and internet yes, what would you like to tell your people who likes your music,
yeah,
and who still, yeah, wish to come and attend your shows? I know that in a few weeks actually you're going abroad as well for a show.
Yeah.
So what would you like to say, yeah, to them?
I would like to, the main thing that I would like to say to Leno Amapula, you know, to the listeners, I want to repeat something that I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one of you in this whole entire planet of these billions of people,
mm-hmm,
right? Millions and millions of people. There's only one of you. And the invitation is for you to really find that thing that you were put on this planet to be and to do.
Mm.
And Londo, it means that you have to be curious about yourself, curious about why do I behave like this in these particular situations. You're like, why am I the way that I am? What do I actually want? Like, who do I actually want to be? And really, like, spending time with yourself and with your gift.
Mm.
So that would really be the my best kind of thing to say, you know, to people. It's also like each journey is your journey. It doesn't have to look like each journey. It doesn't have to look like our story. It's your journey. And the more you are able to be you, yourself,
mm-hmm,
the better it'll be for everyone. That is going to be for everyone. And yeah, inshallah, just be yourself. And that's the main thing that I can say.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So where can we find you on socials? And please share maybe like your number,
yeah,
if people want to reach out to you, or your email address or the website. Please feel free to do that.
Yeah. So if you can look for me under Uzolani Maola, and the one who sings is going to come up as well. So both of those on me, the one who sings, Uzolani Maola. That's on Instagram, that's on TikTok, go Facebook.
Mm.
I would say, no, and YouTube as well, for my videos on YouTube. Mm. And then I would say, if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, of course. It's theonewhosings.com.
Wow.
Theonewhosings.com. And yeah, that's it, man. if you want to get hold of me for whatever reason, my team is available. Go info@zolanimaola.com. Mm. info@zolanimaola.com.
Hi, siyabonga kakhulu sizulana ukuthi you taking your time to be nathi. I know your PR manager Balunqaba said to me, please keep it short,
yeah,
and we have exceeded the time.
I did see.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. been a pleasure, guys. It's been a real pleasure. And Diabulela, man, thank you for taking the Dokozwe and Asanda. Thank you for taking the time to do all that research as well. Mm. Also to do all that research, and because a lot of times, sometimes Abantu will only like look at a small part of the person that they're interviewing, but you've really gone in depth. And so I want to applaud you for taking that time yourself. And well done also for sticking to your word. You said when we met at Port Shepston, you said that you were going to do this. And you did exactly what you said. So
thank you so much. I think what I'm going to say again is, we want you back in Durban to perform. I know that one of the Fridays you were performing somewhere in Maran here in Potter's Hill, and I couldn't go because I've already had I was going to attend another event, and please come back just for me now, just for me. Yes. Yeah,
but the story behind the song, I'd like.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.